from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And we've got 82 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Monday to you. I'm Greg Nift. It is our top local stories this half hour. And it's breaking news as the Hawk Fire explodes over the weekend. Coming up, we'll go live for the latest details on the fire and team coverage from all over northern Nevada. Plus, another fire breaking out in Sparks, sending smoke high into the air. On the way, what we know about it. And for those evacuated, it is a scary time.
We're just like ready to go if we need to go.
And it is our top local story. We first told you about the Hawk Fire during the weekend with John Potter Saturday, and since then, it has literally exploded in size, sending smoke billowing into the air all over northern Nevada and impacting just about all of us, and we have live team coverage. Let's head right over to the news line and check in with Chris Buckley from the U.S. Forest Service. Very good afternoon to you, Chris.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Now we're hanging right in there, as is most of northern Nevada, we hope. Let's get the latest. What do we know about the Hawk Fire?
What we know now, and this happened just moments ago, is evacuations are starting to be lifted in the Somerset area. So if they go ahead and take a look at perimeter map, which is what everybody's been kind of trying to use to see where those evacuations are, you will see that that Somerset area is in now been downgraded from a red zone, go now to a yellow zone, which is just that get ready thing. They're also starting to reopen roads in that area. So definitely some progress there.
Okay, so does that mean, I guess, that people who have been evacuated already, can they go back?
Yep, it is safe to return. Well, just keep in mind with the dynamic fire behavior that we've been seeing, those zones still are yellow, so it's an evacuation warning still. So still be ready to go, but yes, roads will be open and those evacuation zones will be downgraded to yellow, so residents can return home in that Somerset area.
Okay, that certainly is some good news. Do we have any containment on the fire?
Not at this moment. That was one of the major goals of firefighting operations today, was to gain containment with the weather cooperating just a little bit. You know, the fire laid down considerably last night. It kept well within its footprint, didn't grow or anything like that. So we're really trying to build those numbers today.
Okay. And in terms of weather, looking ahead, I don't see any rain in the forecast, maybe a spotty shower or two. But are you hopeful that weather conditions might improve to get things under control?
And that's always the hope. You know, it's one of the things we always have to face here in Nevada, in northern Nevada, especially at this time of year and in the afternoons, is those gusty winds, the really dry fuels, the low humidity, the hot temperatures, all those things combined. We've had several red flag days over the last few days. So we're hoping that at least if we can't see any rain, that we don't see any really terrible high winds that can lead to that erratic fire behavior. So nice couple calm evenings would really do us a world of good.
Indeed, it would. Now, you did mention, again, this is breaking news, the Somerset area where this fire, if I'm not mistaken, actually got underway. Allowed back in. Is there any areas of concern right now that are yellow that might change to red that you can foresee?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know exactly what the future is going to bring. The reason these evacuations are so tricky, you know, this fire, when it broke out, you know, we're talking about a lot of areas of the urban wildland interface, right, that it affected. It burned really close to a lot of neighborhoods, through some neighborhoods, you know, with that wind-driven activity really spread quickly to the north and the east. So that's why all those evacuations were in place. Now, this just means that we've gotten to a level of certainty there on that south side, where it looks like that outer perimeter that was evacuated looks to be at least safe to be downgraded for now, so at least those people can get back into their homes if they need to. But like I said, everybody with a fire like this, the conditions as they are, just if you are still in that yellow area, be ready to go should conditions change. We all know how quickly that can happen up here in northern Nevada, right?
Indeed, we do. One more question for you. We know that the fire was human caused. Are there any more details about that that you can share?
Yeah, so we can't stress this enough. Most wildfires, more than 85%, are caused by humans. This is a fire that did not have to start. This was not caused by some lightning or a Mother Nature-related event. The cause of the fire, the exact cause, is under investigation. We don't know the details on that. We do know that it started, you know, pretty close to Somerset, off of a trail up there, not too far away from neighborhoods, and we've all seen the devastation that this fire has brought. So, I mean, with the weekends that are coming up and the holidays, just, you know, do your part to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And that goes for anything that can cause a spark when we're talking about Northern Nevada summers, right?
Right, absolutely. And we understand there is a community meeting tonight at Idaho Isle Park at the California Building.
There is at the California Building. Everybody is welcome. We'll have all the gang will all be there, all the interested parties. This has really been a team effort. You know, fighting fires this size, you know, it's not just one jurisdiction, one entity. Everybody really comes together. So we're going to have a good sprinkling of who's involved here, and they'll be able to kind of explain what the latest is and also take some of your questions should you have them.
Absolutely. All right. So about 15,000 acres still, 0% containment. But breaking news that we are first to bring you here on FM Talk 99.1, the Somerset area being repopulated as we speak. That is some good news. Chris Buckley from the U.S. Forest Service, thank you so much for joining us, and please keep us posted.
Will do. Have a great rest of the day.
Absolutely. It is 12:11 right now here on the news at noon, and we continue with our team coverage. Fox's Max Gordon is at Command Post in Reno.
We've seen extreme fire behavior, and while crews are hoping to make progress today, the weather remains hot and vegetation is bone dry. The fire broke out Saturday, sending a massive plume of smoke into the air and exhibiting that extreme fire behavior that we've seen, scorching around 15,000 acres. Dry conditions and strong winds fueled the fire. Officials say it was human caused, but wouldn't elaborate further as an investigation continues. Six people have been injured, three firefighters and three civilians. Thousands of homes are inside the fire's perimeter, though at this time it's unclear how many houses have been lost. Around 42,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate, and 45,000 more people have been told to be ready to leave if the fire starts heading their way.
And that again is Fox's Max Gordon at the command center. For those watching and waiting for the order to go, it is a time of great stress.
Oh my gosh, I'm still scared to death. It's like you don't know if the winds are going to shift and it's going to get worse, you know, so you're just kind of, I got all my stuff in my car.
Teresa Lynchin actually lived in the Somerset area. Others do agree.
It's starting to get really bad up there. I literally want to cry and go back for all my stuff, but, you know, I just pretty much got what I thought I needed, and now I'm just trying to go. It was pretty tough. It was horrible. Trying to get up here, trying to go to the house, you know, just trying to get stuff for me and the kids, yeah.
And that is Ruby Delator, who said she had to evacuate because of the fire. And again, if you do have to evacuate, there is a plea from law enforcement.
Until those evacuation zones have been lifted, please, please, please stay out of that area and allow law enforcement and public safety and our fire personnel to do their jobs.
And that is Reno Police Chief Corey Self-Areno. Team coverage continues right now with Steve Patterson.
There are homes that have burned. Fire investigators haven't been able to get back there to assess just how many. But meanwhile, the hot, dry conditions not helping anything on the ground. The fire still burning out of control. There is 0% containment on this fire. Temperatures have cooled down a significant bit overnight, which is the hope that it gives them some egress to be able to attack this thing from the air.
And again, repeating our breaking news from the top of the hour, people from the Somerset region are being allowed to return to their homes at this time. That could change in a moment's notice. Keep it right here on FM News Talk. Greg Neft, 12:14 right here on the KKFT News at Noon.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We have an injury collision in Carson City, specifically on near Carson City, at Highway 50 and State Route 28. It's on the westbound side, but it is affecting traffic in all four directions. Also, they are still investigating a police-involved shooting on eastbound Interstate 80. It's at Mogul, but it's got traffic backed up on 80 and on old U.S. 40 all the way back to all the way to Verdi. Just be careful in that area. And there's a whole bunch of road work up around Lake Tahoe. That is still going today. No road work here in the Reno area, however. It is 85 degrees in Sparks, 84 in Carson City, 84 in Wellington, 74 degrees south Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Another pleasant day. Temperatures topping out around 90. That west-southwest wind going to gust over 15 again this afternoon. Not helpful for the Hawk firefight. It will calm down again as the sun sets. Join the Cool Club, plan maintenance program, priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind, knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Come in up at 1 Guy Benson, FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
The 2026 homeless count has been published. I'm John Potter for the new news. Nevada is still in the top 10 for homelessness. The new local data comes from an in-person count done by volunteers compiled by the Washoe County Human Services Agency. It's required by the feds every other year. This year's survey reports 1,787 homeless in Washoe County, 27 more than 2024. 341 are unsheltered. 68% were men, 25% female, no data on 7%. 7% veterans, 6% children, 26% were labeled chronically homeless, 25% said they have a serious mental illness, 23% self-reported a substance abuse problem, 6% domestic violence survivors. Overall, homeless numbers in Washoe County increased by 2% over 2024, but the total number is nearly double what it was 18 years ago when the count started. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
86 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It is your Monday. We are back from your weekend. And if you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Number one, more than 15,000 acres, 0% containment on the Hawk Fire burning in the North Valleys this hour. The fire could be fueled more later on by high winds and dry conditions, but we heard from the U.S. Forest Service at the top of the show, breaking news, the Somerset region, that is being repopulated at this time. Neighbors in Somerset are being allowed back to their homes. So again, that breaking news we first brought you right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Number two, if you're asked to evacuate, law enforcement enforcement says please do not question, and if you're ordered to leave and you do not go, fire crews say when you do call for help, they will have to divert their crews away from fighting the fire and rescuing you, putting more lives at risk. And number three, well, this on any other day, this would be our top story, but an officer-involved shooting closes I-80 this morning. It started because of an overturned vehicle. No word on what went down afterward. I-80 is now open, but there are some pretty very heavy delays. It is our top national story. This morning, the Trump administration's trade representative downplayed the tariff war between the U.S. and Canada. President Trump says he's hitting them with a 50% tax on around $20 billion of Canadian goods, and Canada says it's ready to hit back.
After those trade talks collapsed this weekend, the Canadian Prime Minister says the relationship between the U.S. and Canada has changed. This weekend, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney finally had enough.
That America is trying to break us so they can own us.
Carney says he walked away from negotiations with the U.S. even after President Donald Trump sounded optimistic on Friday.
We should be able to have a deal with Canada.
Prime Minister Carney said in the end, the U.S. was demanding too much.
The gap between partnership and competitor, unfortunately, has remained too wide in recent days.
Monday morning, U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer called the fallout, quote, a tempest in a teapot.
They only cover about 5% of Canadian trade and only 0.06% of U.S. overall consumption.
Now the U.S. is imposing 50% tariffs on billions of dollars of Canadian goods, like cheese, roses, hockey sticks, and whiskey.
We cannot accept what they've offered.
President Trump says Canada wants the benefits of being a state without being one, and then turned his attention to beef prices.
And beef is now coming down very rapidly.
The president says he'll pause tariffs on imports of 300,000 metric tons of ground beef. Some Republicans say that will actually hurt U.S. beef farmers, even as the president's goal is lowering the price of beef.
I love the ranchers. They've done a fantastic job, but they admit that we need a little help and in order to get the prices down.
As of now, there don't appear to be plans to resume talks between the U.S. and Canada. In the meantime, President Trump today threatening even more tariffs, saying that starting on January 1st of 2027, the U.S. will impose new tariffs on things like steel and auto parts. Reporting in Washington, I'm Trevor Shirley for News Nation.
And if you are just checking in, we continue our coverage of the Hawk Fire. Several renowned health locations are closed due to that fire. Renowned medical groups at Robb and North Hills, renowned lab services at Robb and North Hills, renowned physical therapy and rehabilitation, that's on Robb, along with renowned pediatrics, Mayan, University Health and Sports Medicine, University Health and Occupational Health. Patients are asked not to come to the facility while the closures are in effect. All Washoe schools, you know this, with the exception of Gerlach, K-12 are closed today. It's unclear if they'll reopen tomorrow. UNR says they are open and operating normally. The Washoe County and Employee NV job fair that was scheduled for today, that's been postponed. The event site, the Reno Sparks Convention Center, well, unfortunately, it's needed for other things, like an evacuation site for residents impacted by the Hawk Fire there. A community meeting, you heard this from Chris Buckley from the U.S. Forest Service on the Hawk Fire at the top of the show. It's set for 7 o'clock tonight inside the California building at Idlewild Park. It will be live streamed on the Hawk Fire Facebook page if you cannot make it. Hotels around our area are offering evacuee room rates ranging from $49 to $59 with waived resort fees. Each resort has an individual policy, so check with them for the details. You may not be able to bring your pet. Well, FEMA has authorized the use of federal funds to help fight the Hawk Fire. It was Saturday that Nevada put in a formal request for a fire management assistance grant that would pay up to 75% of the firefighting cost. Well, and that continues as we move along with our Hawk Fire coverage at this time. In other news, Interstate 80 in Verdi had to be closed, not due to the Hawk Fire, but because of an officer-involved shooting. Not too many details are known, but we do know that this began around 11:30 last night.
Interstate 80 between Mogul and Boomtown after an overturned vehicle was located on the side of the freeway. This incident resulted in an officer-involved shooting. The regional officer-involved shooting protocol was activated.
And that is Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio. One lane at I-80 eastbound in Boomtown. Garson Road is open as of 11 o'clock this morning. We'll find out more with traffic, but things are slowly getting back to normal. FM News Talk Time, 1225.
Your midday drive update. KKFT Traffic.
We still have that injury collision being worked outside of Carson City. It's on Highway 50 at State Route 28 on the westbound side. And they are still investigating that officer involved shooting on eastbound Interstate 80 at Mogul. Unfortunately, traffic is still backed up to Gold Ranch on 80 and on 40, although 40 is your best bet to get around that mess. I want to remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 simoleons at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 84 degrees in Reno, 87 in Dayton, 85 in Smith Valley, 73 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Next few days going to be very much like today. A pleasant start, calm start to the day, but then the winds pick up in the afternoon, topping out around 90. Overnight lows dropping into the upper 50s to low 60s. Cool Breeze. Take advantage of their 20-point super tune-up special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Three today, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Aces went 2-3 last week at Salt Lake City. They had yesterday's game canceled because of rain. Tomorrow, Sacramento comes to town for this week's series. Spanish Springs definitely making a statement. Big win at Mackey Stadium Saturday night over an improved Carson team, 35-7. The defending champs in 5A in the North, they are ready to roll again for this year. Girls soccer today, Wooster at Fernley. Boys soccer this afternoon, Sparks at Minogue and McQueen at Douglas. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Back to your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
12:29 right here on the news at noon, urging Nevadans to embrace green energy and electric transportation.
Leaders are calling for more federal funding to support electrification of the transportation sector. Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus says we need to get more bike paths and wider sidewalks to get people out of their cars and improve air quality.
You need to have more electrification, more public transit. Las Vegas rated 13th worst metropolitan area by the American Lung Association, and we need to fix that.
Titus serves on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which recently approved the bipartisan Build America 250 Act by a margin of 62-2. The bill would reauthorize surface transportation funds for the next 5 years. I'm Suzanne Potter.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News.
News. I'm John Saucier. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announcing a new round of sanctions against Iran as the talks over reopening the Strait of Hormuz remain stalled. The Treasury Secretary claims no country that works with Iran will be able to avoid these sanctions.
The actions of Treasury and other agencies will tighten the noose and block every potential source of revenue that funds the IRGC and the evil Iranian regime.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, working on a trade agreement on U.S. tariffs, says while they were able to make some progress, talks ultimately fell apart due to demands of the United States.
We made progress. We did make some progress in recent weeks. In the end, that momentum reversed, and we could not accept what the U.S. had offered, nor could we give what they asked.
President Trump accusing Canada of ripping off the U.S. for years in a recent post on Truth Social. America is listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31. A very good afternoon to you as we continue right along here on the KKFT News and Noon. And as we've been telling you, we have just learned some breaking news on the Hawk Fire, and it is certainly is some good news at this time. We've learned that the neighbors in Somerset, in the Somerset region, you might recall where this fire actually started. That region, that area, that is being repopulated. Evacuation orders have been lifted. There are now evacuation warnings, essentially a shift from red to yellow, and that certainly is some good news to report there. Repopulation is happening, and if you are in that affected region, the authorities should be reaching out to you at this time to let you know that you are being allowed back in. Now, again, this could change at any time. What we know about the Hawk Fire is that the Hawk Fire, it has burned more than 15,000 acres, and it is 0% contained still at this hour, even with the repopulation of the Somerset area. Let's start team coverage right now. Here's Max Gordon.
We've seen extreme fire behavior, and while crews are hoping to make progress today, the weather remains hot and vegetation is bone dry. The fire broke out Saturday, sending a massive plume of smoke into the air and exhibiting that extreme fire behavior that we've seen, scorching around 15,000 acres. Dry conditions and strong winds fueled the fire. Officials say it was human caused, but wouldn't elaborate further as an investigation continues. Six people have been injured, three firefighters and three civilians. Thousands of homes are inside the fire's perimeter, though at this time it's unclear how many houses have been lost. Around 42,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate, and 45,000 more people have been told to be ready to leave if the fire starts heading their way.
And again, that is Max Gordon on the fire lines. For those watching and waiting for the order to go, those still in the yellow, it is a time of great stress.
Oh my gosh, I'm still scared to death. It's like you don't know if the winds are going to shift and it's going to get worse, you know, so you're just kind of, I got all my stuff in my car.
Teresa Lenshin lives in the Somerset area, which, again, breaking news we first brought you right here on the KKFT News at Noon. That is being repopulated. Evacuation warnings are being moved down to orders, and you're allowed to go back to your home if you are in the Somerset region. But others say it's been rough.
It's starting to get really bad up there. I literally want to cry and go back for all my stuff, but, you know, I just pretty much got what I thought I needed, and now I'm just trying to go. It was pretty tough. It was horrible. Trying to get up here, trying to go to the house, you know, just trying to get stuff for me and the kids, yeah.
And that is Ruby De La Torre. Meantime, a plea from law enforcement.
Until those evacuation zones have been lifted, please, please, please stay out of that area and allow law enforcement and public safety and our fire personnel to do their jobs.
And that is Reno Police Chief Corey Silverino. Team coverage continues right now with NBC's Steve Patterson.
There are homes that have burned. Fire investigators haven't been able to get back there to assess just how many. But meanwhile, the hot, dry conditions not helping anything on the ground. The fire still burning out of control. There is 0% containment on this fire. Temperatures have cooled down a significant bit overnight, which is the hope that it gives them some egress to be able to attack this thing from the air.
From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Nift. We have 86 degrees. It's 12:34 on the news.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
A committee of resolute theologians met with President Abraham Lincoln, determined to block the appointment of Reverend Shrigley as hospital chaplain, declaring his teachings unsound. He does not believe in endless punishment. Furthermore, he believes in the salvation of all souls. Even rebels will be saved. Well, gentlemen, Lincoln replied, if this be so, and if there is any way under heaven whereby the rebels may be saved, then for God's sake and for their sakes, let the man be appointed. And he was. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Why suffer the endless punishment of sweltering summer heat? Let Lincoln Heating and Air restore a little bit of heaven with a nicely cooled home or office. Call 359-1985 for a service, repair, or free air conditioning estimate. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Afternoon winds out of the west-southwest keep the challenge on for the Hawk firefight. The low 90-degree temperatures today giving way to mid to upper 50-degree readings tonight. By the end of the week, a change of the weather pattern. Join the Cool Club planned maintenance program. Priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
It's been a time of prayers for folks in the North Valleys and stress for evacuees. I'm John Putter for the new news. Progress has been made, but the Hawk Fire around Peavine is still uncontained. At last count, it's burned 24 square miles of very dry grass, brush, and unfortunately homes. It's still 0% contained, but the winds are not pushing it like we saw Saturday. About 720 firefighters and staff are on the ground and dealing with mountainous terrain. They report the Hawk Fire is staying in its territory for now, but is predicted to spread northeast towards Stead when the winds pick up. It is human-caused. That is being investigated. Teams are assessing the damage to structures and notifying homeowners. There's a community meeting tonight to share information. It's 7 o'clock at California Building, Idlewild Park. For now, 42,000 people still can't get back home. The Reno Sparks Convention Center still open for evacuees. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam in afternoon trading and are mixed on heightened Iran tensions. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. is launching a new campaign to isolate the Iranian regime and warning that countries and companies that do business with the country will face the wrath of the Trump administration. The Dow is advancing, led by financial stocks. However, the tech-heavy Nasdaq is lower amid tech weakness. AI worries are pressuring tech stocks ahead of NVIDIA's earnings release. That happens after the closing bell on Wednesday. Shares of NVIDIA are down 2%. Its stock is lower for a seventh straight session. Oil prices are falling, with West Texas Intermediate crude around $85 a barrel. And shares of Alibaba are up 0.5%. The Chinese e-commerce giant announcing an over 10 billion share sale to raise funds to boost its AI spending. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
And it is 12:39 right here on the KKFT News and Noon as we continue right along. My name is Greg Neft. We have 86 degrees right now, sunny and dry conditions. And again, if you are just joining us, we do know that the Somerset region, neighbors in the Somerset region are being allowed to return. That breaking news we first bring you right here on the KKFT News and Noon. Still 15,000 acres, 0% containment on the Hawk Fire. It's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. Joins us today on the news line right now, where I believe he's on hold. Mike, can you hear me? Okay, well, we're going to have to get Mike on the line. I believe that he did try to call in, and he was trying to reach you, but he says he is on hold. Okay, so let's head right over to Mike Bosma. Mike, good afternoon to you. Are you safe?
You can record me as safe, Greg. Very blessed.
Very glad to hear that. All right. So related story here to the fires that have been ravaging northern Nevada. The SBA says that help is available for businesses here in Washoe County. The U.S. Small Business Administration announced the availability of low-interest federal disaster loans for eligible small businesses and private nonprofits that have been impacted by drought. And that drought apparently started on May 12th. A lot of counties in Oregon and Washoe County right here. Who do you think is eligible for this? Who benefits from this, and how can you apply for this sort of thing?
Well, it's interesting, Greg, because according to the SBA, if you're in the affected area, you automatically are pre-qualified for this assistance. Now, this is called an economic disaster loan or EIDL loan package, and you know, probably most people are familiar with this through COVID when you know people were able to take advantage of this. But right now, the interest rate on these loans is 4%. So no better deal on the planet than an EIDL loan. So I would encourage you to contact your local bank. If they do SBA, contact us. If they don't, and we can get them plugged in. But this is a great source of capital if you need it.
Absolutely. Well, that certainly is important. And again, Mike and his company are very willing to help you out at 775-786-4900. Let's shift our discussion, if we could, please, to the Hawk Fire. We know, unlike the Bug Fire and the Stallion Fire, we know that there are a lot of homes lost. I saw some video of it yesterday, as a matter of fact. I saw some homes essentially burnt to a crisp. It's a horrible situation. Insurance companies that you obviously, if you're a homeowner, you have to have insurance. Let's talk a little bit about renters. If you live in an apartment complex that was destroyed by this fire and you don't have renter's insurance, what do you do? What can you do?
Well, the renter's insurance covers your personal property inside. The building owner will have insurance for the outside. So I think those are things where if you find yourself, unfortunately, you know, without renter's insurance and without stuff, that's what, you know, the American Red Cross is for, other not-for-profits out there giving aid to, you know, a community foundation is another good one that, you know, they're there, you know, they have toiletries, necessities to get you back going.
Absolutely. And let's talk again about homeowners insurance. If you have a homeowners insurance policy, if you have a homeowner, most mortgages, I assume, require you to have a homeowners insurance policy of some kind. Do you need a fire rider, or is this normally covered under standard coverage?
Well, I'd say it's normally covered under standard coverage, but you want to make sure that, you know, check with your agent. But I think the one thing that most people will be shocked at is the, you know, most mortgages only require enough insurance to cover enough that's covered on the mortgage, which may not replace your home. So, you know, those are good opportunities to, you know, make sure that you've got the coverage you need. The additional coverage is usually not that expensive. And then, of course, the thing that is shocking to most people is, you know, things like jewelry, collectibles, those are not covered under standard homeowner insurance policy. You would need a separate rider for that, for anything of value. I think that's where these unfortunate situations bring our mind to those things like, hey, am I covered? And, you know, when was the last time I did a video of my home and my, you know, my stuff? Because you're, unfortunately, if you find yourself in a lost situation, you're probably not going to have a receipt because they probably went down with the house.
Another question, right up, this one should be right up your alley. You get the check from the insurance company. Is it taxable? Do you have to report that on your 1040?
I would say it's generally not taxable as long as you're just being reimbursed for your loss and you spend the money. If you don't spend the money, let's say you have an insurance claim on some damage to your landscaping that you decide you're just going to let it grow back natively, you would reduce the basis of your property. But if you have low basis property, I've seen some people, a couple up near Stead, lost their home. They had $60,000. They bought it, you know, 30, 40 years ago. It's not going to take a whole lot of insurance proceeds to eat through that. So if they don't redeploy that money, it's going to be taxable. Now, there are strategies for, it's called a condemnation award, where to say, hey, if I have this, you know, non-planned conversion of a piece of property, particularly if it's held in a trade or business, and I need to convert it to something else, those rules significantly broaden. So maybe you decide you're not going to build on your site, you're going to build somewhere else, you're going to be able to get that tax-free as well, as long as you build somewhere else. You have a longer period to get that done in a couple of years.
And I mean, again, this is something that I've never suffered, and I'm you know, certainly a lot of people have, though. When you get a check for the insurance proceeds and you have to take a loss on your property, is that tax deductible? Can you write that off? I've often heard it's a write-off. You know, can you do that?
Yeah, well, that's it. Right now, we're not in a presidentially declared disaster area. So, you know, if you do get it, if you do have a loss, you can take the loss as a casualty loss now, because there's Governor Lombardo has declared it an emergency situation. So you, at least now, which is better than 2025, Greg, before you would get no loss. So 26, you can get it subject to 10% of your adjusted gross income, and you have to itemize your deductions. So it just may not be a full bang for the buck on the loss, but at least you'll be able to write that off.
Well, of course, but, a lot of people
thing,
are...
I would tell you,
Please.
Sorry to interrupt you, but if you find yourself in a significant loss, I think the best advice I can give people is that loss does not carry over. So maybe... You know, you have this catastrophic loss, and, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are suffering through that. But what you don't want to do is add insult to injury. And if you have a loss, maybe you don't have enough income to offset the loss. Maybe you should consider doing like a Roth IRA conversion to actually create taxable income so you don't lose the whole write-off in, you know, if unfortunately this thing happens this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, our hearts do go out to those who've lost a significant amount. It certainly is shaping up to be a true disaster. And again, if you are, again, probably the last thing on people's minds, but if you are, if you do lose your property, if you do suffer loss, Mike wants to help you. Keystone CPA is offering a free one-hour consultation when you're ready, when you get yourself together, when you become whole again. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900 for Keystone CPAs. Again, a free one-hour consultation. Today's Moment with Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg. Be safe.
All right, thank you. Be safe. 1247 here on the news at noon.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
They're still on the scene of an injury collision on Highway 50 at Spooner, but they do have 50 open in one lane in each direction. Also, eastbound Interstate 80 at Mogul, just west of Reno, they're still investigating an officer-involved shooting and a rolled-over vehicle in that area. If you're coming into Reno and you take 40, that will save you some time. Let me remind you that since 1986, Perlin Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends. I mean, for all of their automotive needs. And don't forget, Perlin is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 86 degrees instead, 84 in Minden, 87 in Yerington, 74 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's your weather.
Another pleasant day. Temperatures topping out around 90. That west-southwest wind going to gust over 15 again this afternoon. Not helpful for the Hawk firefight. It will calm down again as the sun sets. Join the Cool Club, planned maintenance program, priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind, knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson, FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it?
Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com. Looking for the ultimate golf experience in the West? Duncan Golf Management brings you 108 holes across northern Nevada and California. In Reno, take on the legendary Island Green at Lake Ridge or the pristine fairways of Wolf Run. Then head to Carson City for two distinct 18-hole layouts at Eagle Valley East and West. Escape to the serenity of Toyobi Golf Club in Washoe Valley or experience elevated championship golf at Winchester Country Club in Auburn. Six stunning courses, one family-owned commitment to the game. With a DGM membership, you get unlimited access to all of them, plus exclusive perks and a 28-day advance booking. Book your tee time at DuncanGolfReno.com. That's DuncanGolfReno.com. Duncan Golf, play your way.
In life's most difficult moments, La Paloma Funeral Services is here for your family. As a locally owned and operated funeral home, we provide compassionate, personalized care, traditional funerals, and beautiful memorial services, dignified with transparent pricing, experienced staff, and deep respect for your loved one. We help you honor their memory your way. La Paloma Funeral Services, caring for Northern Nevada hearts. Call 827-3700 or visit lapalomafuneralservices.com.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
And we have 87 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. Glad you're with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed, the progressive, he says he and his spokespeople are the only ones who speak for his campaign. It comes in response to backlash related to a comment made by an influencer, that influencer Hassan Piker, in which he said, quote, if Jews in America keep putting this idea out there that they are singularly invested in Israel, eventually someone's going to come around and take action. That's a quote. Piker has campaigned in support of El Sayed. His remark was in response to audio of Michigan House candidate Jerry Moss, who is Jewish, allegedly saying that the main purpose of his campaign is to ensure the United States continues to support Israel. Moss said the audio was manipulated and unsourced, while El Sayed said he's committed to the safety of Jewish people in Michigan. Well, a new fat-burning compound may help you lose weight without destroying muscle.
A University of California, Berkeley study shows a compound called TOFA makes the body burn more energy, activates genes that has cells use fat and produce more energy. TOFA improved glucose control and improved signs of fatty liver disease in a study with mice. However, researchers emphasize TOFA has only been tested on animals so far. I'm Michael Kastner.
We can all dream. FM News Talk Time, 12:53.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Mondays usually have a fairly light schedule for high school sports, and today no exception. There are a couple of matches in soccer. Girls soccer, Wooster at Fernley. Boys soccer, Sparks at Minogue and McQueen at Douglas. Spanish Springs looking strong in defense of the 5A championship, 35-7 over an improved Carson team Saturday night. Other football winners from the weekend, North Valley, South Tahoe, Churchill County winning again over Reed, 14-13, Incline, Dayton, and DeMonte Ranch. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better.
Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot,
So did you even know you had four arches at each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Feeling a need to connect? You're not alone. Connection Central brings people together to share authentic stories and meaningful conversations. There's no pressure to talk. You can simply listen, laugh, learn about others, and enjoy the experience. Everyone is welcome at these free gatherings. Leave feeling inspired, energized, and more connected to community. You'll love that one conversation can change your week. Learn more at ConnectionCentral.org. Over 40 gatherings each month in Northern Nevada. ConnectionCentral.org.
Elite Air Systems of Northern Nevada has been named Best HVAC Contractor by Business Rate and Google All-Time Reviews. For over 18 years, this locally owned, family-operated company has delivered the best in heating, cooling, AC repair, furnace service, and indoor air quality. Expect the best. That's their promise, and their glowing reviews prove it. Call today at 292-0575 or visit EliteAirSystemsNV.com. Your comfort is their priority.
Your project calls for rock, soil, sand, or boulders. Call the pros at B&T Rock and Mound House. We've got decorative rock, base, topsoil, drain rock, paver sand, and more ready for pickup or delivery straight to your job site or home. From Washoe to Douglas, Lyon County to Carson City, B&T Rock delivers the materials you need fast, reliable, and affordable. Visit vntrock.biz or call 775-246-1660. B&T Rock. From base to boulders, rock solid service. Rock solid results.
What does America mean to you?
America means freedom to me because we had founders who were geniuses. They crafted a country that would be a shining beacon on a hill. And they crafted a constitution and a declaration of independence that told the whole world our citizens are free because they got their rights from God. And then government is forbidden to take those rights away by a constitution and a bill of rights. And thank God for that as well. Happy 250th birthday to the United States of America.
You've just finished paying all of your bills. You're even putting something in savings every month. You're dressing better, looking better. Your friends have even noticed the new you. That's because you are a professional advertising salesperson at the Evans Broadcast Company. You receive professional training on a regular basis. You have a supportive team to back you up and a manager who wants to help you succeed. Calling Evans Broadcast at 884-8000 was the best move you've ever made.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
12:58 here on the news at noon. Word is, there might be a way for you to get a college degree in 3 instead of 4 years.
Forbes says a growing number of colleges across the country are rolling out 3-year bachelor degree programs. Schools including Johnson & Wales, BYU Idaho, Ensign College, and others already offering the accelerated option. Supporters say the trend could help reduce student debt and get grads into the workforce sooner, but critics worry students might miss some of the broader educational experiences. At least 26 states now have a college offering a reduced credit 3-year bachelor's program, and more than 70 institutions are either offering or exploring the model. I'm Monica Nelson.
And that is going to wrap it up for the KKFT News at Noon today. Very busy Monday for you. Again, repeating our top story, the Hawk Fire, 15,000 acres burned, 0% containment. The good news is folks in the Somerset neighborhood being let back in. That evacuation order being changed back to a warning, essentially red to yellow, and that is the good news there. We'll have to see how the fire develops for the rest of the afternoon. Again, a community meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at Idlewild Park in Reno with the latest on the fire. If you can't be there, the Hawk Fire Facebook page will carry that live. That's going to wrap it up for the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neff. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we are so glad that you were able to do so. Hope you're staying safe out there. We will be back with you tomorrow before you know it with all the news in Northern Nevada. For Phil, for everyone, for Craig, my name is Greg Neff. Make it a great day if you can.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.